One, two, three. If I were a tree, what a tree I'd be. If I were a tree, what a tree I'd be. If I were a tree, what a tree I'd be. If I were a tree.
One more time.
If I were a tree, what a tree I'd be. If I were a tree, what a tree I'd be.
If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know that we're going to be talking irrigation as well today for our trees. And Terry, our first caller online, has a question about irrigation. So let's jump right to it at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How may we help?
All right. So I just had a backyard installed. I've got two zones set up for my irrigation. I have one set up for my normal desert shrubs, Lantana, Hibiscus, Bougainvillea, and I have another zone set up for my two purple natal plums. They've been in the ground for about 2 weeks. The landscaper left it set up to water 20 minutes a day, every day of the week. And I can see that on a new install to help those roots loosen up, but I'm concerned about root rot. I also know we have heavy heat coming next week. I'm wondering what I should be watering these at now.
How big are these plants, Terry?
So the shrubs were all 1 gallons, and I asked for 24-inch box, but I think he actually gave me five-gallon trees. They're about 6.5 feet tall.
Okay.
And everything looks good right now. I just don't want to develop that root rot.
Yeah, typically on a new install, you want to, you know, maybe water every 3 days, just enough to keep the root zone moist for the first 2 to 3 weeks, and then you start backing off on it. Daily water really isn't good for anything, and root rot can happen. Just because we're getting into higher temperatures doesn't mean you want to start watering every day.
It's really good that you have the two different zones, because then you can water at different rates. The 1 gallon plants probably could be watered a little more frequently, because those shallow planted shrubs are going to dry out pretty quickly. So maybe every other day on those, but just make sure that you water long enough on your station timer each time that it waters to the bottom of the root ball. So whatever that is, you'll have to kind of determine that amount of water that you're going to put on them. But if you've got that entire root ball so saturated probably every other day for those 1 gallons, on the 5 and the 15 gallons, again, you want to run that station long enough. It's probably going to be at least double or triple the time as the 1 gallons would take to saturate their root ball. But then, as Sarah was saying, maybe every 3 to 4 days should be enough to, if you've soaked all the way to the bottom of that root ball on those larger shrubs and trees.
So it sounds like there's no real advantage on those trees to do a heavy water, like maybe twice a week, really let that whole area get saturated and soak in. You're basically saying about every 3 or 4 days, and just enough to get that root ball going.
Yeah, and I think we're just wanting to be on the safe side of not doing what you said, and that is putting water on top of water on top of water. That can, you know, creates conditions that are conducive to fungal pathogens becoming active and starting to attack the roots. So in an effort to try to, you know, make sure that doesn't happen, just stay on the conservative side and watch the trees in the late afternoon. Watch your plants. If you start to see a little bit of late afternoon wilting, then you might need to just bump it up another day. Instead of going 4 days, go every 3 days. If even after 3 days in this intense heat, you're seeing that it's, you know, they're just drying out too badly, you might want to either add a little bit more water to each of your stations or each of those cycles, or even increase the frequency of the cycles to maybe every 2 days rather than every 3.
Thanks for the call, Terry. And, you know, it's funny, water stress and too much water look kind of the same thing on a tree.
Yeah. Yes.
And
okay,
a lot of times you think, I'm not putting enough water in, so you dump even more, and it's just making the problem worse. So more isn't always better when it comes to watering, and we're going to talk more watering. But let's squeak Bob into the conversation before we hit bottom of the hour news. Welcome to the program, Bob. How may we help you?
Thank you, Romy and John. I just got a quick comment for you. That I've got a
Palabrea. I've got some ironwood trees also, the only trees I have. And I bought those thorn armor gloves to pick up the branches after I trim, and I saved my hands. They work great.
Good for you.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate it, Bob. Glad they're working for you. He's talking about the thorn armor gloves. They're puncture-proof gloves made by Hex Armor, and it's one of the most popular items in our Rosie on the House e-store. And they were designed exactly for that, for cactus, for thorns, for the desert southwest tree pruning. So glad they're saving your hands while you're cutting your, what did he say? He had palabreas and ironwoods. And ironwood, man, that's still my favorite desert tree. I don't know if that'll ever change.
Yeah, they are really great trees. Yep, they're struggling a little bit right now.
Yeah, especially in the North Valley. And we've done a lot of testing on insect ID on several locations, and we're finding aphids. And a lot of the trees, we're thinking, do we want to treat them? Do we not want to treat them? You know, 3 or 4 years back, maybe it was 5 years, the psyllids came through and defoliated all of the cascalotes, and we thought they were done. But they dropped their leaves in an effort to protect themselves. And I'm not sure if that's what the ironwoods are doing now in the North Valley, but they're defoliating and dropping all their leaves, and we think that it's aphids. But they tend to leaf right back out. So